This morning on WCHL, the North Carolina House budget doesn't look all bad, according to Orange County school districts.
I think it's ambitious on the part of the state. However, if it means that we are going to receive more lottery money, then I think that's a great thing.
The Orange County Five showed up for their court hearing yesterday, but where was the judge?
It turns out that the assistant district attorney did not coordinate schedules very well.
And the NNO's lead investigative reporter for the UNC academic scandal says he needs more evidence before clearing the men's basketball team. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage, traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Bubba Cunningham updates his statement on Rashad McCants' allegations and Roy Williams' follow-up. And
Jim Hebner's interview with Dan Kane is both informative and flawed.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, the beginning of another really warm day. Our hot day in the low 90s, partly sunny skies with a 60% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Chairpersons for both the Orange County and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Board of Education had some words of praise for the North Carolina House of Representatives budget released yesterday. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The House budget is silent on the tenure piece of things, and so I think that's probably a great thing.
That's Orange County Board of Education Chair Donna Coffey reacting to what she's heard so far about the House budget released Tuesday. Regarding education, the $21 billion budget would offer teachers 5% raises, on average, without requiring them to give up tenure. The proposed Senate budget offers teachers an 11% raise, but only if they agree to give up tenure. According to the House plan, the raises would be funded by expected higher revenues from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Here's Coffey.
I think it's ambitious on the part of the state. However, if it means that we are going to receive more lottery money, then I think that's a great thing because in the past, the state has wanted to either use our lottery money for something other than education or not fully fund the lottery.
Coffey did not embrace the lottery component without reservation.
I think, however, it's a short-sighted plan because I'm not sure that those would be recurring revenues that would fall over into the future years.
Chapel Hill Carrboro Board of Education Chair Jamesetta Bedford was even more dismissive of that idea.
They think lottery revenues is going to fund this? What a joke.
Still, Bedford says that she, too, is encouraged by some of the things she's hearing.
The House proposal for teacher raises is much more reasonable. It would help us with recruiting and retention. And the idea that they don't have to give up their tenure is also very promising.
Bedford said she's especially glad there's no mention of cutting teachers' assistants in the House budget, whereas the Senate budget would cut up to 7,400 teachers' assistants statewide.
We need jobs and we need them in the classroom to make a big difference in supporting students and activities so that the certified teachers can really teach.
Coffey had this to say about the Senate budget.
I think the Senate plan on many, many levels, including education, was not a good one.
WRAL reports that Speaker Tom Tillis expects the House and Senate to work out differences between their two budget plans by the end of next week. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Four members of the so-called Orange County Five, a group of elected officials arrested during a Moral Monday protest at the General Assembly in June of 2013, showed up in Wake County District Court on Tuesday for an administrative hearing on trespassing charges. The problem was the judge didn't show up. Here's one of the defendants, Carrboro Alderperson Damon Siles, speaking with WCHL yesterday.
It turns out that the assistant district attorney did not coordinate schedules very well today, and so the judge apparently didn't know that he needed to be there. So it was a little frustrating because it was the DA's office that insisted that we appear at this routine administrative hearing in the first place, which is not ordinary.
Fortunately, another judge was located and the pleas of no contest were entered. The goal today for the defendants was to plead no contest and move the cases on to Superior Court for trial by jury. The Orange County Five includes former Carrboro Mayor and now Register of Deeds-elect Mark Chilton, Carrboro Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. All showed up in Wake County District Court except Chilton, who was unable to appear. Attorney for the Orange County Five, Mark Dorison, who's also an Orange County Commissioner, Kastner, representing District 1, says the defense would be based on an article of the North Carolina Constitution.
North Carolina's Constitution is actually much more specific than the U.S. Constitution on the issue of the right to assembly. And Article 1, Section 12 of the North Carolina Constitution says the people have a right to assemble together, to consult for their common good, to instruct their representatives, and to apply to the General Assembly for redress of grievances.
A trial won't happen anytime soon, though. The administrative hearing in Superior Court, set for July 7th, will also be fairly routine, according to Dorison. WCHO News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Vietri and Panciuto Restaurant are pleased to present a Southern-inspired Italian supper. Join us on June 24th at 6:30 p.m. for a four-course dinner with wine at Hillsborough's Treasure Gem Panciuto. Enchant yourself with the magical story of Vietri as founder Susan Gravely joins you at the table, and learn more about chef owner and four-time James Beard Award nominee Aaron Vandermark's farm-to-table philosophy. Visit vietri.com for more details and call 732-6261 to purchase tickets. Ciao!
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:14 at WCHL. The News and Observer's lead investigative reporter for the academic scandal at UNC, Dan Kane, says clearing the men's basketball team and head coach Roy Williams of involvement will take more than the words of the players and the coach. Again, here is Dan Kane.
I would like to talk to the players, okay? I mean, it's just that simple. Let's talk to the players. Let's ask them, how many classes were you in that did not meet? And how did you get in those classes? And what were you told that you were supposed to do for those classes? And who did you talk to within the athletic department about these classes?
Kane says he's attempted to get more questions answered directly from Coach Williams as well, but hasn't been given the opportunity to talk with the coach. He says while the interview this weekend with Jay Billis allowed everyone to hear directly from the coach, he'd rather see someone who's used to investigative reporting lead that discussion.
He's a very bright, very knowledgeable, very sharp guy. He's been critical of the NCAA. But having said that, I would have liked for, you know, somebody who's spent a lot of time in journalism doing investigative reporting, handling that interview. Just because investigative reporters, they tend to focus on the details, have people kind of walk through the process, and tend to get a richer explanation as to what happened.
Kane has been regarded as being very tough on Carolina, but that hasn't slowed him down.
I'm just doing my job. It's that simple. I'm trying to go where the facts lead, dealing with a very difficult federal law that makes it almost impossible to get this information, and I'll keep doing it. I'll just keep trying to get at the facts and try to talk to people who are have information, and hopefully we'll figure this all out, because the University of North Carolina, I mean it's a great university. It's something for people of the state to be proud of.
In a special interview with WCHL's Jim Hebner, Kane offers his interpretation of the Rashad McCants interview with ESPN, in which McCants said that tutors wrote papers for him. He remained eligible only because of paper classes that required no attendance, and his papers were written by a tutor, and that his coaches, including Roy Williams, were fully aware of what was going on. You can hear the interview in its entirety on our website, chapelbrew.com. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt released a statement in an email to the Carolina community yesterday addressing the university's devotion to investigating and resolving allegations of academic irregularities. That's in quote. The email was sent in the wake of continued allegations against the university's African American Studies Department, in which former Tar Heel basketball star Rashad McCants claims to have taken bogus classes in order to uphold his athletic eligibility during the 2004-2005 UNC basketball championship season. McCants went public with his claims in an interview on ESPN's Outside the Lines, which aired last Friday afternoon. Folt informed us that she hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein earlier this year to conduct an investigation into the athletic and academic issues of paper classes and ensure the process is still ongoing. And here's a quote from the chancellor. It is clear that our community cares deeply about these issues, and I want to assure you that we're doing our best to resolve remaining questions. I believe we have a responsibility to our students, faculty, staff, alumni, and university community at large to ensure we get this right and to empower Mr. Weinstein to investigate fully, thoughtfully, and without any interference. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Well, first of all, not a lot happening on the roadways this morning, not this early. That's usually the case. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. You'll be hearing from him about a half an hour from now on our traffic situation, unless something really unusual happens. If something out of the ordinary is happening as far as you're concerned, give us a call, 919-967-8363. In the WCHL newsroom, you can also tweet us at WCHL. Let us know, and you can become a WCHL road warrior. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Another really hot day, high today about 93 degrees, and the chance of rain is 60%, which means a lot of moisture in the air, kind of muggy today. Tonight, more of the same, lows in the upper 60s, still 60% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, we'll have a 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow in the low, in the middle 80s, so at least the temperatures are going to back off a little bit by tomorrow. So that I would perceive to be good news. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. North Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says curious fans should be patient while an investigator conducts his probe into alleged academic misconduct at the school. Cunningham issued a statement on Tuesday, 4 days after former basketball player Rashad McCants levied those allegations of academic wrongdoing that drew harsh denials from Coach Roy Williams and other players on the school's 2005 national championship team. Cunningham says instead of speculation and innuendo, people should allow former U.S. Justice Department official Kenneth Weinstein to conduct his investigation. McCants told ESPN that tutors wrote papers for him, and he believes Roy Williams knew 100% about players taking no-show classes. In response, 16 players from that team defended their Hall of Fame coach, saying with conviction that they went to class and did their own schoolwork. The University of North Carolina track and field teams are sending 8 student-athletes to the NCAA Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon. The championships will start today. We're excited to be at historic Haywood Field here in Eugene, Oregon, according to Harless Metters, North Carolina head coach. Making it here is quite an accomplishment for this group since there's only one senior in the group, so a young team with 8 student-athletes out there. That again, Eugene, Oregon, and the action starts today. If you're following the NBA Championship Series, San Antonio Spurs have a 2-1 lead now in the NBA Finals following an incredible shooting performance in the first half of last night's 111-92 blowout over the Heat in Miami. The Spurs made 19 of their first 21 shots in the game and fired at a 76% clip in the best shooting half in NBA Finals history. Kawhi Leonard hit his first six shots while scoring 18 of his career-high 29. Leonard had been held to just 18 points over the first two games of the series. Danny Green, former Carolina star, also had a strong first half. He scored 13 points, 6 of 6 from the floor for Danny Green last night. I'm sure he was dancing. San Antonio also was 7 of 10 from three-point range and taking a 71-50 lead in the halftime. They scored 71 points in the first half last night. Green and Parker both finished with 15 points. Tim Duncan added 14 and a team-high 6 rebounds. The Heat eventually went on a 10-0 run late in the third quarter to pull within 81-74, but they couldn't get any closer the rest of the way as Miami ended a playoff team record 11-game home winning streak that started with a loss to the Spurs in Game 1 of last year's finals. Dwayne Wade helped the Heat close the gap by scoring 16 of his 22 points in the second half. LeBron James also finished with 22 points, just 6 of those coming after intermission. Rashard Lewis was the only other Heat starter to score in double digits. He had 14 points last night. Game 4 tomorrow night, also in Miami. And again, the San Antonio Spurs up 2-1 in that NBA championship series with the Miami Heat. 6:22, that is a quick look at WCHL championship sports. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, more local news on the way. And of course, a lot of news in regards to athletics these days. North Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham released a statement yesterday. Didn't say anything, but released a statement, as did Chancellor Carol Folt, another statement yesterday. And we have details on all of that, all of the stories related to that whole issue on our website at chapelboro.com. 6:23 at WCHL.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke with Lauren Stafford, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the low 90s. It's going to be really hot and muggy today. Big chance of rain. 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Summer travel is in full swing. The huge airports built to accommodate today's huge planes are now mobbed with bigger crowds paying higher fares and spending not only money but more time, hours sometimes, going through security and the rest of the long walking, long waiting boarding process. The pain in the neck factor is, to say the least, high. That's how commercial air travel has evolved from a basically simple model, says CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
You buy a ticket for a flight, board the plane, and take off.
In a moment, something completely different.
The American dream
It's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
You're driving a high-performance car, but you're still wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
Honey, the stop sign!
Next time, experience Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference. They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50+, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, in your prescription. For the best vision under the sun.
At one time, Wade Ierley was a frequent flyer for the government, says Peter Greenberg.
It was during this time, while working for the Bush White House, that Ierley had a brainstorm.
I was flying as much as 27 days a month, and I think I developed an acute understanding for the pain point that frequent flyers go through.
His solution for long airport lines, canceled flights, and bad service, SurfAir.
We're a subscription airline.
For me to fly your airline, I got to join.
That's right. You have to join. It's a membership.
Once I join, it's all I can fly?
It is. People have described it as a country club with planes instead of golf courses.
For $1,600 a month, the equivalent of 3 last-minute round-trip flights between Los Angeles and San Francisco, the difference is obvious, starting at check-in. Since SurfAir flies less than 10 passengers at a time, there's no TSA.
Obviously, it's not for everyone.
Only frequent travelers between regular sets of cities can benefit from a membership, and the airline still has a limited route map. It currently only flies to 5 cities in California.
What happens next?
SurfAir is awaiting FAA approval to expand its idea and flights outside of California. The first city on the list, Las Vegas. But if this new model pays off here, expect it to be copied by other entrepreneurs all over America.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Welcome to AT&T. Can I help you?
I want to get a Father's Day gift for my dad. He likes sports.
Oh, and saving money.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families includes 4 lines of service for $160 a month. So the whole family gets unlimited talk and text and 10 gigabytes of data to share. All with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network.
That's a great deal.
There are even plans for up to 10 lines.
Awesome. See, honey? We can share pictures and movies with dad.
And dad can shout at his phone when he's watching sports.
Oh, he's just cheering, honey.
You don't cheer at those kind of words, Mom.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for zero down and no activation fee with AT&T Next. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing for mobile share value service on 4 smartphones with no annual service contract. AT&T Next device charges extra and require qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Tax due at sale. Reliability based on nationwide carriers 4G LTE. Other charges and restrictions apply.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It is 71 degrees, rather warm this morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. And your Chapel Hill Carborough forecast, partly sunny today, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today on the low 90s is going to warm up at least 20 degrees from right now. Chance rain is 60%. Now tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. Low tonight in the upper 60s, Still 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Still a 50-50 chance of rain, but our high tomorrow in the middle 80s, so at least temperature is going to back off a little bit. Tomorrow night, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And looking all the way ahead to Friday, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon and the high in the middle. This is more like typical summertime weather than it is springtime weather. And another really hot one on the way today.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Tea Party types favored David Bratt in his Virginia congressional run, and last night he won.
This is the happiest moment, obviously, of my life, and I owe it to all of you in this room, number one.
In the Virginia primary, Bratt beat the number two man in the House, incumbent Eric Cantor.
Look, obviously, we came up short.
This is frankly a stunner. Eric Cantor was in line to be Speaker of the House.
Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes, what's next?
Now that Cantor is going to be leaving the House, there is going to be a real power grab among other conservative Republicans who'd like his slot, and potentially also down the road, the speaker slot.
At Politico, elections editor Steve Shepard says with this Tea Party victory, other GOP candidates may not be talking much now about this key issue.
Republicans who might have been supportive of immigration reform in the House are going to look at Eric Cantor and they're going to look at Dave Bratt, and they may say it's just not worth it.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. Chairpersons for both the Orange County and the Chapel Hill Carborough Boards of Education had some words of praise for the North Carolina House of Representatives budget released on Tuesday. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The House budget is silent on the tenure piece of things, and so I think that's probably a great thing.
That's Orange County Board of Education Chair Donna Coffey reacting to what she's heard so far about the House budget released Tuesday. Regarding education, the $21 billion budget would offer teachers 5% raises, on average, without requiring them to give up tenure. The proposed Senate budget offers teachers an 11% raise, but only if they agree to give up tenure. According to the House plan, the raises would be funded by expected higher revenues from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Here's Coffey.
I think it's ambitious on the part of the state. However, if it means that we are going to receive more lottery money, then I think that's a great thing, because in the past, the state has wanted to either use our lottery money for something other than education or not fully fund the lottery.
Coffey did not embrace the lottery component without reservation.
I think, however, it's a short-sighted plan, because I'm not sure that those would be recurring revenues that would fall over into the future years.
Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education Chair Jamesetta Bedford was even more dismissive of that idea.
They think lottery revenues is going to fund this? What a joke.
Still, Bedford says that she, too, is encouraged by some of the things she's hearing.
The House proposal for teacher raises is much more reasonable. It would help us with recruiting and retention. And the idea that they don't have to give up their tenure is also very promising.
Bedford said she's especially glad there's no mention of cutting teachers' assistants in the House budget, whereas the Senate budget would cut up to 7,400 teachers' assistants statewide.
We need jobs and we need them in the classroom to make a big difference in supporting students and activities so that the certified teachers can really teach.
Coffey had this to say about the Senate budget.
I think the Senate plan on many, many levels, including education, was not a good one.
WRAL reports that Speaker Tom Tillis expects the House and Senate to work out differences between their two budget plans by the end of next week. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Four members of the so-called Orange County Five, a group of elected officials arrested during a Moral Monday protest last year at the General Assembly. That was in June of 2013. They showed up in Wake County District Court yesterday for an administrative hearing on trespassing charges. The problem was the judge didn't show up. Here's one of the defendants, Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, speaking with WCHL yesterday.
It turns out that the assistant district attorney did not coordinate schedules very well today, and so the judge apparently didn't know that he needed to be there. there. So it was a little frustrating because it was the DA's office that insisted that we appear at this routine administrative hearing in the first place, which is not ordinary.
Fortunately, another judge was located and the pleas of no contest were entered. The goal for the defendants was to plead no contest and move the cases on to Superior Court for trial by jury. The Orange County Five includes former Carrboro mayor and now Register of Deeds-elect Mark Chilton, Carrboro Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell all showed up in Wake County District Court yesterday except Chilton, who was unable to appear. Attorney for the Orange County Five, Mark Dorison, who is also an Orange County Commissioner representing District 1, says the defense will be based on an article of the North Carolina Constitution.
North Carolina's Constitution is actually much more specific than the U.S. Constitution on the issue of the right to assembly. And Article 1, Section 12 of the North Carolina Constitution says the people have a right to assemble together, to consult for their common good, to instruct their representatives, and to apply to the General Assembly for redress of grievances.
A trial won't happen anytime soon, however. The administrative hearing in Superior Court set for July 7th will also be fairly routine, according to Dorison. The News and Observer's lead investigative reporter for the academic scandal at the University of North Carolina, Dan Kane, says clearing the Carolina men's basketball team and head coach Roy Williams of involvement will take more than the words of the players and the coach.
I would like to talk to the players, okay? I mean, it's just that simple. Let's talk to the players. Let's ask them, how many classes were you in that did not meet? And how did you get in those classes? And what were you told that you were supposed to do for those classes? And who did you talk to within the athletic department about these classes?
Kane says he's attempted to get more questions answered directly from Coach Williams as well, but hasn't been given the opportunity. He says while the interview this weekend with Jay Billis of ESPN allowed everyone to hear directly from the coach, he'd rather see someone who's used to investigative reporting lead that discussion.
He's a very bright, very knowledgeable, very sharp guy. He's been critical of the NCAA. But having said that, I would have liked for, you know, somebody who's spent a lot of time in journalism doing investigative reporting, handling that interview. Just because investigative reporters, they tend to focus on the details, have people kind of walk through the process, and tend to get a richer explanation as to what happened.
Kane has been regarded as being very tough on Carolina, but that hasn't slowed him down.
I'm just doing my job. It's that simple. I'm trying to go where the facts lead, dealing with a very difficult federal law that makes it almost impossible to get this information, and I'll keep doing it. You know, I'll just keep trying to get at the facts and try to talk to people who are, have information, and hopefully we'll figure this all out because, you know, the University of North Carolina, I mean, it's a great university. It's something for, you know, people of the state to be proud of.
In a special interview with WCHL's Jim Hebner, Kane offers his interpretation on the Rashad McCants interview with ESPN, in which McCants said that tutors wrote papers for him. He remained eligible only because of paper classes that required no attendance, and his papers were written by a tutor, and that his coaches, including Roy Williams, were fully aware of what was happening. You can hear the interview in its entirety on our website at chapelboro.com. Autism advocates want the North Carolina Senate to sign off on a measure to require state-regulated insurance companies to cover therapy for autism. The group gathered at the state legislature yesterday to call on lawmakers to approve a bill to extend health insurance coverage for applied behavior analysis, a treatment they and doctors say significantly improves autistic behaviors. The coverage would pay up to $36,000 for treatments for children who are diagnosed with autism by the time they turn 8. The bill would allow small businesses to opt out if their health insurance costs increased 1% or more. The House passed the bill last year. 37 other states have similar laws on health coverage for autism treatment. A federal judge says a lawsuit accusing Duke Energy coal ash pits of polluting a lake near Wilmington can move forward now. The Southern Environmental Law Center filed a lawsuit last year on behalf of environmental groups saying the toxic waste was polluting Sutton Lake and violating the Federal Clean Water Act. Duke Energy sought to dismiss the case, saying the groups didn't have a role because the state environmental agency already took enforcement action. Federal Judge Louise Flanagan said Monday the state's enforcement action dealt with groundwater violations, but Sutton Lake is a public waterway and subject to the provisions of the federal law. The ruling allows environmental groups to request internal Duke Energy documents. Duke spokeswoman Erin Culbertson said the company will vigorously defend the litigation. And a Waffle House waitress has received a $1,000 Mother's Day tip directly from her customer after the restaurant refused to give it to her because it was left on a credit card. Shayna Brown was working the night shift in Raleigh when a man left her the tip. But the Waffle House tells the News and Observer that it refunds large tips unless they're paid by cash or check to avoid disputes about charges. Brown tells ABC 11 TV she was humiliated when the restaurant refused to give her the money. She says she got a call last week from her customer who wants to remain anonymous. She says he had heard about her problems and wrote her a check directly. Brown calls that man a hero. WCHL News Time, 640. I'm Rod Stutz, and coming up, we have today's commentary on the way from Brian Thornburg.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40, Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
The Kennedy Dental Group has been practicing in Chapel Hill for more than 20 years and prides itself on being a community-based business. Dr. Jeff Kennedy encourages everyone to enjoy one of the walking trails behind their new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street, across from Eastgate Shopping Center. The Kennedy Dental Group not only cares about your oral health, but your overall well-being, and is happy to make their ecological environment accessible to all citizens of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Park for free behind their offices and enjoy the surroundings.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
71 degrees, 642.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I'm getting awfully concerned for our excellent public school teachers here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. Their salaries, not that big to begin with, have been frozen for years, even though property taxes and the cost of living have soared. They seem to be under financial siege by our state legislature. But the latest proposal from our General Assembly is a real head-scratcher. The leaders of our legislature announced, loud and proud, a budget plan that provided for what they called huge increases in teacher pay. It's Senate Bill 744, and it does call for an 11% raise, but when the details of the plan were released, we find that the increase would come from releasing thousands of our teaching assistants who are critical in the classrooms of our youngest students. So while our GA leaders are crowing about how they're champions of education, all they really did was try to address one glaring problem by creating another one and sincerely hoping no one would notice the new problem. Not only is this questionable governing, it's just mean. Pitting folks against each other within the same shrinking slice of budget is bad enough, but there were other revelations from the budget plan that are just as strange. Senate Bill 744 would require teachers to voluntarily give up their hard-earned tenure in order to get the modest rate. Those who don't want to lose that small semblance of security they have in a vulnerable profession would have their salary flatlined for the future. People around the country and around the world are watching us. Other states are luring our best teachers away with better salaries, teaching assistants, and tenure. Families are choosing not to stay because they want quality education for their kids. And businesses are having second thoughts. They know that potential employees will not work for them if the living standards are poor. Our GA leaders seem to be more concerned with a divide and conquer game rather than truly doing what's right. This recent quote from Speaker of the House Tom Tillis may tell you what the leaders are thinking. And he said, "What I see from the folks who are opposing our agenda is whining coming from losers." Yep, that's the same Tom Tillis who would like to be your U.S. Senator. If he's talking about winners and losers, then you know it's all a game to them. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
The College World Series starts in just a couple of days, and unfortunately, for just the third time in the last 9 years, the Tar Heels will not be a part of it. Carolina's season ended two weekends ago in the regional round with a loss to Long Beach State. Carolina's in the NCAA tournament, though, continuing a long streak of postseason appearances. Today's Tar Heel trivia question is, how many consecutive NCAA tournaments has Carolina baseball been a part of? The answer after this. What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Today's Tar Heel trivia question asked, how many consecutive NCAA tournaments has Carolina baseball been a part of? The answer, 13, as the Heels have been a part of every tournament from 2002 to 2014, including six trips all the way to the College World Series. The last time the Heels didn't advance to the tournament was 2001, the only time in Mike Fox's 16-year tenure as head coach, the Tar Heels didn't get invited to the tourney.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, Jones. Got another trivia question of a different sort coming up in just a few minutes here with Freddie Kiger on WCHL. It is 6:48.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough spring in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles, something that's gold or silver, something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground. And when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:49 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing some of the usual suspects this morning. 15501 northbound and southbound between Estes Drive and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. Seeing a couple slowdowns this morning. Really nothing major out there right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron,
yes, sir.
Can't believe it. 76% field goals last night for the Spurs in the first half.
I know.
How do you beat anybody who's shooting that well?
Well, you really can't.
Yeah.
I mean, and they did come back in the second half, but That's the deficit right. was just too huge to overcome.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, you know, I've been picking the Spurs all along. I think they're going to win it. You know, they're an older veteran team. You know, whoever thought Tim Duncan would be able to do it this long
in
the league?
You got to think that if he wins this one, retirement is on its way.
Yeah. I mean, and LeBron James is the best player in the game, but you know, I just think the Spurs are going to win it.
That's sure going to make the skeptics continue their rant about LeBron James not being the best team in the league or the best player in the league because, as far as history is concerned,
yeah.
I think everybody really kind of believes he's the best player there is right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want to compare him to Kobe Bryant and to Michael Jordan and say who is really the best.
Yeah.
And there's still some argument out there because he doesn't have many rings.
Well, I think the Spurs are going to have something to say about that.
And, that's right.
You know, it's kind of Danny Green right there last night, pumping him in.
That's right.
I guess Danny Green was dancing after the game. I don't know. But, you know, they say that Danny Green doesn't, even his head coach, Popovich, says, you know, Danny Green doesn't do anything except shoot threes. When he's not hitting threes, I may as well not have him in there. I may as well have somebody else. But when he's on, man, I'm telling you.
He's on, he's on.
It's something else.
76%.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you a little bit later on. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. You can get a cup right now on your way to wherever you're going. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, we're going to take a look at your Chapel Hill Harbor weather. It is 71 degrees, partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Our high today on the low 90s. Chance of rain is 60%. Tonight, still 60% chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of showers and storms and the high about 85 degrees. So at least not quite as hot tomorrow, but a lot of mugginess in the next couple of days here. U.S. Representative Charlie Rangel, Democrat from New York, is 84 years old today. Charlie Rangel, you hear him sometimes on the Stephanie Miller Show. Actor Gene Wilder, 81. Comedian, I love the stuff Gene Wilder did with Richard Pryor, those movies they made. Comedian Johnny Brown, 77 years old today. Singer Joey D, remember Joey D in the Starlighters and the Peppermint Twist? He's 74. Actress Adrienne Barbeau, who was Maude's daughter on Maude on TV, 69 years old today. Frank Beard of ZZ Top, the drummer, 65 years old today. Animal rights activist Ingrid Newkirk is 65. Donnie Van Zandt, 62. Peter Bergman, the actor, 61 years old today. Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Montana is 58. Actor Hugh Laurie is 55. House on TV. Dr. Oz is 54 today. Let's see here. Actor Peter Dinklage, 45. Actor Lenny Jacobson is 40. Actor Joshua Jackson, 36 years old today. And actor Shia LaBeouf, 28 years old today. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Julia Bond Smith has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Julia. And our birthday winner of the day is Becky Lynchek. Becky Lynchek's going to get a $10 gift certificate to UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Minamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Becky Lynchek, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
How are you, folks? Everybody, I hope, is well.
Oh, suffering from a birthday hangover.
How did it go? Yeah, it was good.
Did you have fun?
Went out to eat. Had a great time. Cam
came home?
Was with us, yep.
Cool. I'm sure you got a phone call from Zach.
Yep, sure. Did a little FaceTime with Zach.
Yeah.
Out in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I feel old but good.
I feel fine.
She's in love with me and I feel fine.
That's great. That's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
It is. Good. And that little reverb right there at the beginning of it.
That John Lennon says was the first intentional piece of feedback on any recorded tune.
Uh-huh.
There are others who debate that. But
yeah. Well, I'll go along with what John Lennon said because I never argue with John Lennon. Well, for the most part.
He wrote
some pretty ridiculous lyrics.
Well. Yeah. I mean, the whole he and Yoko in bed thing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on, Jim.
It kind of lost me during part of that.
Yeah.
The whole Yoko thing.
Plastic Ono Band.
Never have been a big Yoko fan, but John Lennon, yeah.
Yeah. Well, today we're doing last words.
Okay.
Last words.
Okay. Some people probably wish that we would exercise our last words.
Well, folks, we're just, you know, like a bad penny, we're coming back.
Yeah. Not going away.
Nope. What is the very last word spoken in the movie version of Gone with the Wind?
Oh.
What is the very last word spoken in the movie version of Gone with the Wind?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Pat Flynn is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She was nominated by Beth Posner. Beth, why is Pat Flynn so special?
Pat has been teaching in the school district since 1998, and she's retiring this year after that amount of time, and what I understand is 35 years of teaching. From a personal level, she was the kindergarten teacher for all three of my daughters, who are now in 5th, 7th, and 10th grade. So she was special to me and my family, and I think so many other families who had children at Mary Scroggs Elementary School had had her for kindergarten. She's really an unusual combination of creativity and caring and engagement with families and children. She was so great with us and my family as first-time parents sending their kids to kindergarten. She taught our kids how to read, really tried to get into your child's head in a way that we've had lots of great teachers, but her attempt to get into your child's head and to understand what motivated your child was remarkable. Still the love of reading and learning for all three of my children who were so different from one another, and I think in all of the kids who came through her classroom who are so diverse and unique. She was always looking to have a very diverse classroom, always interested in having kids who spoke other languages and having ESL kids in her classroom and learning about other cultures and what's going on in people's homes and their families, where a child was really coming from. She's quirky, some might say eccentric.
You mean that in a good way, I'm sure.
I mean that in a wonderful way. I mean, in this period of time when everything seems so cookie cutter and there are so many tests and standards, she is pretty remarkable. She marches to her own drummer, for sure, and the kids love her for that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Pat Flynn is obviously a wonderful educator and just a great example of some outstanding educators we have right here in our community. And Beth Posner, I appreciate you telling me all about her. I know that she's appreciated by a lot of people. In fact, they even had a big retirement party for her last night at Southern Community Park.
That's right. So that's been organized by current families who love her and appreciate her. And it's a surprise to her that so many of her former families have come out to pay tribute to her. But yes, an enormous blowout for Pat Flynn, who everyone, the kids who are in kindergarten now, the kids who are, I guess if she started in high school, probably graduated or graduating from high school, have loved for so many years.
She's been teaching for 35 years, 16 right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough District, and she certainly deserves a big celebration. And Beth, we appreciate your telling us about Pat Flynn, another great teacher, and a WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
658 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning.
Freddie, I'm going to, you know, the line that immediately came to mind for me from Gone with the Wind
is,
frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yes, damn.
You know, but I don't know what the last word was in the movie because there was some spoken after that.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you know, well, the correct answer is day. D-A-Y.
Really?
So Rhett drops the verbal bomb. She collapses on the ascending staircase of the mansion. Uh-huh. And while she's collapsed, she hears her father's voice and Ashley's voice and Rhett's voice, all reminding her that she loves Tara the most. And so Scarlett says, "Tara, home. I'll go home, and I'll think of some way to get him back. After all, tomorrow is another day."
There you go, and you sounded just like her.
Doug Noel, congratulations. Doug gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, and Freddie will have another question for you tomorrow. Hot and muggy today. High today in the low 90s, 60% chance of rain, 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. One of the most powerful politicians in Washington is licking his wounds.
It's disappointing, sure.
House Republican leader Eric Cantor has been voted out by his Virginia constituents, losing what should have been a cakewalk primary to a Tea Party challenger named David Bratt, an obscure college professor running with a minuscule campaign war chest.
Dollars do not vote, you do.
Political analyst Larry Sabato calls Cantor's defeat one of the biggest upsets ever.
It's stunning. Absolutely no one outside of his opponent's camp thought that he would actually lose.
CBS News Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto tells us Bratt took a tough stand against immigration reform.